What's up, dog, man? I'm back here again. Man, we're kind of in the heart of camp right now. We're kind of banging on each other a lot and stuff like that. We're kind of getting to like a midpoint before we actually start playing other teams. And we got the Orange and Brown scrimmage this weekend down in Columbus. And I'm really excited for that because, you know, you get all the fans coming to training camp and you get a few thousand out here. And they're great people, great fans. But when you go down to the Shoe in Columbus and you get to see that stadium getting filled up, you know, 60,000 people come to watch you at a different part of your state, not even where you play. It just shows how far the Browns reach in the state of, you know, in the state of Ohio, and not just in Cleveland, but all parts of it. And it's really cool to see that. And just talking about camp some, you know, we've had some battles going on. And I like to shout a guy out, you know, Spencer Durango's really, really played well. And, you know, me going into my third year, I've tried to help him out a little bit, you know, try and be a little bit of a mentor for him. Not necessarily, we play different positions, you know, he's playing tackle, but just help him out and help him prepare himself, you know, to be a pro. And I feel like he's been practicing well. He has great energy all the time. You know, he's a fun guy to be around. We're really happy he's in the room and he's really been playing well. And I think the coaches see that, you know, they'll let him run some big tight end stuff and he's getting some reps with, you know, at right tackle now. And so he's really in the fight there and it's been a good camp for him. So, you know, I'm hoping to help him build up a little bit and, you know, keep this O-line going. You know, we want to be a physical unit and you know, the best five guys are going to play, and they've been stressing that from the beginning. So it's an exciting time to be a Brown. We're looking forward to this weekend.